And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Voices from the Grid. I'm Michael Lindenbaum, being joined by one of my several Power Ranger co-hosts, this time around, the Yellow Ranger himself, Mr. Brian Massey.
What's going on, everybody?
And of course, Brian, you get the Sentai side of things, correct? Unlike in Power Rangers, where in the Sentai for Geo Ranger, the Yellow Ranger is a guy.
Yep. It's a boy named Boy. Go figure.
Yeah. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you know that this episode was pre-recorded beforehand, and we actually had to redo the intros and the outros. So if it's a little disjointed, we do apologize. So with that, we hope you enjoyed the episode. So on this episode, we're doing Enter the Lizinator. That could be taken wrong in so many different ways. And the other episode we're going to be doing is football season, because, of course, we can't do a season of Power Rangers or any other TV show, for that matter, without having some football involved.
It's your favorite sport.
Yeah, I watch real football. I watch what they play out in, like, the Premier League and stuff, because that's football, by definition. But we'll get into that later. So, because I have legitimate complaints about football season. So let's start off with Enter the Lizinator, with everyone's favorite segment, in my mind, the quick run through, which we began at the youth center. We see cheerleader practice. Kim trying to be very encouraging to Kelly, Rita and Goldar plot. And then back at the youth center, Kim still works with Kelly. But then at a park, Kim, Kelly, and Tommy get attacked by putties, and Squad and Bad Boo kidnap Kelly. Jason encounters the new monster while running errands for Ernie and morphs into action. Again, kind of does it in front of everybody in that little warehouse area. Good job, Jason. At the command center, the team gets briefed. Everyone morphs into action. Jason and Tommy take on the monster, and the others took out the putties. Rita makes the monster grow, and it's Zord time. The Dragon Zord struggles, and the others summon their Zords. And then at the cave, Kelly teaches Squad and Babu a new cheer, which kind of hurts Squad and Babu morale-wise. After defeating the monster, the Rangers come to rescue Kelly. And then back at the youth center, Bulk embarrasses himself, and Kelly makes the team after her audition. And that is Enter the Lizinator. Brian, take it away.
Thank you kindly. So this was written by Stuart St. John, and it was directed by Worth Keeter. The original air date was May 6th, 1994. Some notes from PowerRangers.Fandom.com. Lizinator is a Terminator parody, faux Austrian accent and all, if that wasn't abundantly clear by watching the episode. The first time all six Rangers have morphed together since Tommy regained his powers, by the way. I thought this was kind of cool. All the cars in the ZO2 footage have plainly visible California license plates, which this was intentional, by the way. They absolutely did this to make it blend in. This is kind of a weird little, like, non-whatever note, but this is the last time that Billy wears overalls in the series. So if you're a fan of overall Billy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. He wears them in the SNES game too, so I can see why some people might be like, eh, that kind of sucks. The episode marks the only mention of Kimberly's time as a cheerleader, despite it being on merchandise and in the series Bible. Apparently the Green Ranger shield was painted more golden than previous Zio Ranger 2 footage. This is closer to how it looks in the original Zio Ranger footage. And also, despite morphing with them, Tommy is absent from the initial Lizinator fight. So Kelly, I guess that's Kim's cousin, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Cousin, little sister, something like that. Niece, no, not her niece. Can't be her niece. is trying out for the cheerleading team. Guess where Rita gets her inspiration for her new monster. So Finster is once again making Dora Skeleton in the Zio Ranger footage, and Rita plans on kidnapping Kelly. So we're watching this, and obviously Kelly's having some trouble with the cheerleading, you know, routine and all that. And I can kind of feel Kim's frustration because it isn't even that hard of a cheerleading sequence in the first place. Granted, I mean, I was never a cheerleader, obviously. I have more to memorize in the first 5 minutes of a wrestling match than she does in this cheerleading sequence. So I don't see what the problem is.
I have more to memorize in learning in a hockey system than she has to learn in that cheer.
Yeah.
Hockey, you know, try learning, like I know you and I have always wanted to sit down and just watch hockey, and I know you've always wanted to pick my brain. Try sitting down with me and learn how a system is actually played out.
I mean, honestly, I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, let's just see where we're at in this time of October.
I mean, and all I'm saying is this, like, I can imagine that's going to be extremely hard. With wrestling, I mean, I feel like you know more about – I feel like you – not that you know more, but, like, I do feel like you're pretty well-attuned, and it's very easy. Shine, heat, comeback, finish. That's all you need to memorize. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Shine, you do the shine, you do the heat, you do the comeback, and then you pin the dude. So, and still, there's more for me to memorize. Also, kayfabe is dead. So Tommy and Kim give Kelly a pep talk, and the putties appear, and I cannot stop laughing at the putty who just went head first down the playground slide. And like, he like, not only that, he puts his hands down on the ground and he looks up and he's like, ooh, like, and I ran that back a couple times and I was laughing my butt off. We need a hero during this fight, which is awesome. And honestly, that whole album got put out back in the day, and I love every song on that album except for Hey Rita. That song is just eh. But
funny on the album, because I was looking this up around the time of this recording, mm-hmm. and apparently on the album they have the season 2 version.
Yes.
Of Go Green Ranger Go, not the season 1 version.
Well, they do have Lord Zedd on there too, so.
Well, that's the thing. It's because like the Go Green Ranger Go song,
mm-hmm.
In the original lyrics, it talks about Goldar.
Yes.
Coming to get Tommy. And then in season 2, they changed their lyrics to be Lord Zedd is coming to get you. Which is, like, so weird. It's like, why didn't you just leave it alone? Like,
that Goldar's gonna get you tonight.
Yeah,
and Lord Zedd's. I guess it works phonetically, but still. Or there's enough syllables in there. It's the same amount of syllables. But, yeah, Lord Zedd's not coming to do anything. He's sitting on a chair going, like, do it. You know, so.
And Goldar's the one doing all the work.
Yes. So,
see,
okay,
we're Goldar appreciators here.
I like Goldar. So obviously all this stuff happens where, you know, Jason goes and he picks up supplies, and all of a sudden, you know, he's fighting against the Lizinator, and the Red Ranger takes a car to the face, and he also takes an attitude adjustment. which I thought was kind of funny.
He took an attitude adjustment before there was an attitude adjustment.
Yep. I was it called the FU beforehand?
Yes.
I'm pretty certain. Yeah.
Yeah, it was called the FU first, and yep. Then they changed the name to attitude adjustment because WWE went PG.
So he literally had to adjust his attitude. So.
Badum-tish.
Badum-tish. So, okay, Lizinator says, fighting all the Power Rangers would be a better challenge for the Lizinator. I'll be back. And I was like, subtle. That is a subtle reference. If you spelled it like this, subtle, you know. So obviously as the episode goes on, you know, everybody gathers and fights. And so Lizinator grows tall, and then the Dragonzord gets summoned. And the Rangers watch Lizinator beat up the Dragonzord. Then they summon the Megazord. And then they have the audacity to say, it's time for teamwork. And I was like, no, the time for teamwork is like a minute ago when the Dragonzord was getting stomped. So Babu and Scott, you know, we cut to a scene where Babu and Squad are doing cheers with Kelly. That's kind of funny, not going to lie. And then they get tired and dizzy and they leave. And then all of a sudden, Oh yeah, Ultrazord comes in for the win. And the Rangers, so they dispatch Lizinator pretty easily. And the Rangers show up in Kelly's hideout after Babu and Squat leave because they're dizzy. And they just kind of stand there. They're like, all right, we found you, Kelly. And then, like, it cuts. And then, you know, and then we see her, you know, do her routine afterwards, you know, because there's a commercial cut. And I was like, that was abrupt.
Like, oh, no, it's kind of like that one where, remember where the Rangers were put into that cocoon, that big pink cocoon? And it's like, they get knocked into the river. And it's like, oh, what are we doing? And then it does this cut. And then it's back. And then they come back from commercial break. And all of a sudden, it's like they have their blasters in their hand. It's like, wait a minute. What happened during the commercial break that we didn't see?
Like was the match still going on? And they were like, hey, hold on. We figured this out. So at the very end of this episode, like, so we got the Bulk and Skull cheerleading sequence. And I was like, can we please skip this? Please, like, do I have to watch this for the episode?
Yes.
So he winds up embarrassing himself because I guess he, like, bends over and his pants split.
Which is not the first time it's happened to Bulk.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, and then the credits roll and I was like, oh, thank God.
So, yeah. So this episode got a 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Really?
Yes. And it clocked in at 21 minutes and 19 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Football season. Oh, man. I really don't want to do this, but I really do because I want to rip this one apart. All right, so football season. It is everyone's favorite segment in my mind once again, the quick run through of football season. So we start off at Angel Grove High, and it's football tryouts. And Bulk flat out annihilates Mr. Kaplan. Tommy is doubting he can make the team, but Ernie is going to help Tommy train. At the park, the others play a friendly game of football while Bulk and Tommy still train. Bulk obviously training with Skull, Tommy with Ernie. But now a putty attack. And Billy did a lot of running. Like, he didn't really fight. He did a lot of running.
Yeah.
Rangers come to the command center for a briefing, and they morph into action. They get defeated by the putties and get sent to the multidimensional vortex. Tommy gets the call from Zordon and goes to the command center. Tommy morphs into action. Rita then makes the monster grow, and it's Dragon Zord time. Tommy plays coy and throws the dragon dagger to the others through the mist. Tommy in the Dragon Zord now for the battle, which is one of the few times we actually get to see Tommy in the actual Dragon Zord cockpit. The others arrive and they destroy the monster. And then back at the youth center, the starting lineup is announced. Bulk made the team, which honestly, I have no problems after the way he took out Mr. Kaplan earlier.
Yeah.
But how did Billy make the team? Okay. So that's the end of that. Brian, do notes. I will chime in with my ass ripping in a moment.
I have a feeling we're on the same wavelength in this one. All right, so MMPR season 1, episode 58, football season, originally aired May 9th, 1994. It was written by Cheryl Saban, directed by Terrence H. Winkless. Now, just for some notes beforehand, this marks the final appearance of the Mega Dragonzord outside of the Ultrazord combination. The second and last time Tommy appears inside the Dragonzord cockpit, the first time, of course, being the Green Candle Part 2. So they only did that, like, twice in MMPR, which is lame. I love that footage. I just love seeing the inside of that cockpit. I think it looks really cool. Let's see here. First time the Dragonzord appears by rising out of the ocean since Tommy's got his powers back. And the Dragonzord cockpit footage comes from Zio Ranger episode 42, Barai Dies. Spoiler, Barai dies.
I would never have guessed with a title like that.
Yeah. Just in case you're well, see, that's the thing. I want to say, like, you know, if you watch Z-Ranger, but like that's very common knowledge, I feel like. But keep in mind, like, stuff like that happens in Sentai, not in Power Rangers. Well, sometimes, but there's been a few Ranger deaths, but like in Super Sentai, it's very common for like a Ranger to die. So, okay, not even two lines about this episode's topic, not even two full lines, and Bulk and Skull are already making asses out of themselves, which is a new record. I honestly think, like, I don't know if there's an episode where like the episode literally starts off with Bulk and Skull just kind of showing up and just being like, hey, guess what, huh? But this was like, it was literally like Jason comes up to Tommy, they say, they exchange two lines, and Bulk and Skull are just like, what's up, dorks? It's football time.
Although I love seeing Bulk annihilate Mr. Kaplan.
Yeah.
Like, that was actually really cool. That right there was his tryout. That's why he made the team.
Yeah.
But,
he gets attention for it, but also Kaplan's like, you know what? We could use that. Okay, so I'm laughing about a few ideas. Number one, Tommy's never played football, and two, Rita's monsters find the game fun. Which is funny because football isn't really a thing in Japan, which, by the way, it's kind of funny because we get so many baseball monsters in Sentai footage, because guess what the more popular sport is in Japan?
Baseball. Why do you think we don't really see much of hockey?
Right. I'm sure it exists, but like,
oh, no, it does. It does, like, exist in Japan. It's just not as big like a lot of other places.
I would argue, honestly, that football is the most popular sport in America right now, and that's America's game. And then, like, Japan's just kind of superseded and taken over baseball. That's my two cents on that. Because baseball in the United States is kind of – it's there, and it has its devoted fans, but it's not as popular as football.
Yeah, but I would take baseball over football any day.
Fair. Well, I grew up in Denver, so it was like a football town forever.
That's okay. I grew up down here, and we got that racist Washington team, and I could never care about them. I always cared about the hockey.
Yeah, well, so. The Broncos, I don't think there's anything racist about a horse.
yeah, but Washington's name is, so let's just...
If this were a Bully Going Nowhere episode, Sean would probably just be like, all right, there's the episode title. Bully Going Nowhere, episode blank, racist horse.
but okay.
CatchWaveStudios.com. So Tommy, okay, so here's my thing. Tommy just doesn't look like a football guy here. He just doesn't. Maybe nowadays in his like UFC hopeful kind of thing, like he's obviously like really jacked nowadays. Jason David Frank is really jacked, but here he just doesn't look like a football dude at all.
Let's be brutally honest. None of them do.
No.
Except for Bulk.
Yeah, Bulk looks like a football player. I would argue possibly Jason.
Nah.
He looks like he would be like a running back.
The only one that I saw out of the entire group that is legit is Bulk.
Yeah. So
I didn't buy the other ones.
Yeah, fair. So Bulk is in a Bulk's in a tutu doing ballet for football.
Well, the reason for it, and this makes a lot of sense, is you want, especially for the type of position that Bulk is playing, you want to be light on your feet. What's a good way to practice being light on your feet? Ballet. Because ballet, you need to be light on your feet.
Right.
So the realistic reason for it actually makes sense. The way they played it out made him look like an idiot.
Yeah. Like, you could have done all this in like a dance studio or something with like an actual teacher, ditch the tutu, and yes, it would have helped you out, but it's like, you don't need the tutu, man. What are you doing? Whatever. So let's see here. Tommy is training with Ernie, and Ernie's like, you know, he's like, hey man, I was an all-star, you know, I think he was a fullback, he says. And he's going to train him out. He's going to help him train. So he's got this, you know, tackle dummy, and Tommy like kicks the tackle dummy. And he's doing all this like karate stuff instead of like focusing on football. And is football this hard for martial artists? I can't imagine that it is. How many players did Brock Lesnar F5 when he tried out for the Minnesota Vikings? You know what I mean? Like I'm just saying, like,
he F5'd enough not to make the team.
Right.
But
I'm just, you know, it's my thing is this. When I'm like, me personally, when I'm focusing on wrestling, I can focus on wrestling. If I'm playing baseball, I can play baseball. If I'm playing football, I'm not going to, you know, automatically go and give someone a jackknife powerbomb. Like, so I know what they were trying to do here, but I'm like, Tommy, you cannot have this much of a one-track mind where, yeah, like, you see a thing and you're just like, oh, cool, I need to kick that dude in the face. This isn't the water boy. Mama says, I got to call the Dragon Zord and kick you in the face.
Okay, that was a good one. That was a good one right there.
Zordon said. So obviously there's a fight with the main five, and like, I gotta say, Kim flipping and doing a split in the air after beating the putties was very extra. She was just like, yeah, and I was like, what was that? All right, this is where I was talking about. This is what I was talking about pre-show. So the rhino in this episode looks like the armadillo suit, but it was just tweaked a little bit. And I can only imagine the Japanese bystanders in the ZU2 footage that are off screen just wondering what the football putties in the ZU2 footage are doing. Like, because that footage is very clearly being filmed in like a Japanese neighborhood. And they're probably just like, what are they wearing?
What are they doing? Why are they playing football wrong?
Yeah. So we're about like, what, 15 minutes into the episode, by the way, and I have lost track of all the football puns at this point. I mean, like, I tried keeping track and I think I lost track at like 20.
So, all right. So here's the thing. Like, forget everything else. Like, the key thing that we got to talk about is the football itself. It's particular this last scene of the show, mm-hmm, where they announce the team. And, like, obviously, like, oh, there's a mistake because Mr. Kaplan dropped the rest of the roster. And so it's like, oh, yeah, Jason made the team. Yay! Zach made the team. Yay! Billy made the team. Wait, what? Yay! What? I'm confused. Yeah. And then it's like, and then you find out, like, then Tommy becomes the star quarterback.
And by the way, I do have, like, a note here. I said, this is what I said. I said, oh no, Tommy's wearing the number 12. He's kind of like the Tom Brady of the Power Rangers. He's the most successful. He has loyal fans, but a lot of people hate him too.
Damn, foreshadowing Tom Brady there.
Go figure, right?
But the thing is, though, is it's like, wait a minute, the guy was going in for to be something else. How does he become the quarterback? Let alone, how does Billy make the team?
Billy making the team makes no sense.
I go, Well, we have four male Rangers. Yeah, sure. Let's have them make the team, have a couple randos, and then we'll have Bulk. So at least we have five main characters, or four main characters and a supporting character be on the football team. I'm like, what?
Nah. Yeah, and my note on this too, by the way, was, so we're just going to add playing football to all the other things the Rangers do in their spare time off screen, right? Like, we're never going to hear about this again. Like, they're all in their football. Like, here's the thing. Sports, like, organized sports like that, takes up a significant chunk of your time. They're already doing so many other things, and now they're playing football.
And trying to save the world.
And, like, okay, here's the thing. Football games, I believe in high school, are on Friday nights.
Yep.
College ball's on Saturday. NFL's on Sunday. And then you have practice. And they're running, like, especially in like the summer camp, because I've played football before. They're running 3-a-days on you. They're running drills on you. Like, I don't see how they can do this and still be Power Rangers.
Yeah, so, no, like there's no way I could have been a hockey player and a Power Ranger at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, and let's be brutally honest, the training regimen for hockey is a lot more strenuous than that of a football player.
I don't know. I mean, you're taking a lot of hits in football, and you're out in the sun.
Yeah, we hit harder.
You're out in the sun baking and, like, throwing up, doing, like, you know, all these – you know,
well, that's just what we call stuff. Well, that's what we call really bad personal decisions. So, but
yeah.
So yeah, that any other notes real quick or
oh yeah, I do have a spinoff idea, by the way. Friday Night Lights but in Angel Grove.
No.
Cuz if they're going to go down that road, why not? I want to see Billy, like, you know, take a really bad hit and just be like, oh, wow, that was not more phenomenal.
And that shows Billy why he shouldn't have made the team. So with that said, on IMDb, this episode of Football Season got a 6.9 out of 10.
Nice.
And it clocked in at 21 minutes and 17 seconds. And so with that, Brian, where can the people find you on the social medias?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at OneDrunkGeek, where I post updates on the show that I do, which is also called OneDrunkGeek, where I've worked on the 100 craft beers that you need to try before you die. I'm also on CastWaveStudios.com. You can see me on BGN Weekly. We've done many episodes over the past 10 years, so please give that a look. And yeah, you can also find me on Instagram at Draken22. I post photos and stuff and, you know, cosplay stuff, so.
All right, and you can follow me on the Twitters at TheLindenbaum75, Facebook at Facebook.com/X75Productions, and of course, everything for me is on the website at TXHTHockey.com, and for the show specifically, which is VFTG, which is the call letters for Voices from the Grid. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
So until next time, grab your morphers.
And may the power protect you.